From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. If you listen to WLRN, then you probably know that April is the month devoted to the poet. The poet in all of us, actually. We have our own WLRN salute to National Poetry Month, and you can play a role. But for the last few years, we've also enjoyed bringing you the Teen Poetry Contest that's put on by the Miami-Dade Public Library System. Brian Colleary is here to explain how it works, and then we have a treat to get you started. Brian, what was the thinking behind this?
I suggested it, and everybody embraced it and funded it because we, you know, give prizes. And it's we've gotten some just wonderful work from our kids. It's just been astonishing. I think kids generally want to express themselves, and I think poetry is just one of the mediums of doing that.
Well, it sounds like time to introduce us all to one of last year's winners. He's James Lachterman. He was 15 at the time, now a student at Coral Gables High. The theme was Florida's 500th anniversary. And why did you enter, James?
My mom had really been bugging me about it. I got to give her credit for inspiring me to do it. Because I never really had thought about, like, Florida's culture before this whole poetry contest had started. But once the prompt had been given to me, I really started thinking about things that had inspired me while I was here, and one of the big things was the Everglades, which is what I wrote Deep Roots about.
Well, do us the honor of reading your poem.
All right, this is Deep Roots by James Lachterman, which is me. They came in search of the fountain of youth, creating and shaping one irrefutable truth. The swamp would prevail. Even as the Spanish set sail, another world's plagues ripe on their sails, poisoning the creeks, the Ais and Calusa, riding the wake of a foreign Medusa. But even as they laid the stone and hammered nail, the swamp would still prevail. And as the British came and went, the river showed not even a dent, a flowing mass of floating grass, a buzzing, vibrant artifact of our state's unique past.
You say, obviously, it's the Everglades, but there had to be an inspiration to write about the Everglades. Somebody else might just go on a bike ride or just go out there or an airboat ride. What made you say, this is my poem?
Well, in my family, my dad's always been a really big advocate for going outside and stuff like that, though we've never really been camping or anything like that. But the Everglades was a place where it was both safe enough and, you know, wild enough to an extent for him to really take us to show me and my brother new things that we really can't see in the sort of an urban environment that we have in Coral Gables. So I got to give credit to my dad because he's really the person that made the Everglades a part of my life. And it was due to my close connection with the Everglades that I decided to write about it.
So you're not giving credit to your dad just because he's sitting here?
No. I would give credit to him anyway. I owe my dad a lot.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. The rules and prizes for the Miami-Dade Public Library System contest are on their website. That's mdpls.org. This year's theme is technology. And if you're not in high school anymore, or even if you are, the WLRN O Miami Poetry Festival contest is for you. Our theme is This Is Where, and we want you to include the photo that inspires your poem. So you can go to our website, WLRN.org, and find out how to enter. And, you know, as they say, just have fun with it. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.